Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, The Constitution of the United States of America by Paul B. Skousen presents two foundational American documents in a way designed for readers who want both the text and practical guidance for understanding it. Rather than treating the Constitution and the Declaration as distant historical artifacts, the book frames them as living reference points for civic literacy, personal responsibility, and public debate. Skousen is known for accessible, civics-oriented commentary, and this volume aligns with that approach by emphasizing meaning, structure, and the ideas that shaped the American founding. Readers can expect a streamlined path through major constitutional features such as limited government, separation of powers, federalism, and individual rights, alongside the Declaration's central arguments about equality, natural rights, and legitimate authority. It is positioned for general audiences, students, and anyone who wants to read the primary sources with added clarity and context for modern questions about law, policy, and citizenship. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Declaration as a blueprint for legitimate government. A core theme is how the Declaration of Independence functions as more than a breakup letter with Britain. It sets out a theory of political legitimacy that continues to influence American civic expectations. The book highlights the Declaration's argument that people possess inherent rights and that government exists to secure those rights. From this premise, the Declaration builds a standard for judging political power. Authority is justified only when it rests on consent and protects the people rather than exploiting them. This topic matters because it explains why the Declaration remains relevant, even though it is not a governing legal document in the same way the Constitution is. It supplies the moral and philosophical frame that many Americans use when debating what the Constitution is for, what rights should be protected, and how officials should be held accountable. By focusing on the Declaration's logical structure and its claims about rights and consent, the book encourages readers to see civic freedom as rooted in principles rather than personalities. That perspective can help readers evaluate current events with a clearer sense of what the founding generation said government is supposed to be and what citizens may demand of it. Secondly, the Constitution's architecture limited power by design. Another key topic is the Constitution as an intentionally constrained system. The book centers on how the document's structure is meant to prevent the concentration of power. Rather than relying on the virtue of leaders, it distributes authority through separated branches and defined functions. The legislative branch makes laws, the executive carries them out, and the judiciary interprets them, with each branch holding tools to restrain the others. This arrangement is presented as a practical solution to a predictable human problem power tends to expand unless it is checked. The topic also emphasizes that the Constitution does not attempt to solve every policy issue directly. Instead, it sets rules for decision-making, including how representatives are chosen, how laws are passed, and how disputes are resolved. Readers come away with a map of how constitutional limits operate in everyday governance, from budgeting and regulation to enforcement and judicial review. By underscoring design choices such as enumerated powers and procedural hurdles, the book aims to help readers distinguish between political preferences and constitutional boundaries, a distinction that often gets blurred in modern debates. Thirdly, federalism balancing national unity and local self-government. The book also spotlights federalism, the division of authority between national and state governments. This topic explains how the Constitution attempts to combine a strong enough national framework to hold the Union together with enough state autonomy to preserve local control. Federalism is presented as a safeguard for liberty and practical governance. Local communities differ in needs, economics, and values, and the states can respond with policies that fit their circumstances while still operating under shared national rules. At the same time, the national government is empowered to address issues that require coordination across state lines, such as national defense, interstate commerce, and diplomatic relationships. The value of this topic is that it clarifies why disputes about education, public health, elections, and regulation so often involve questions of jurisdiction rather than only ideology. By understanding federalism, readers can better interpret political arguments about what level of government should act, what authority is being claimed, and what constitutional reasoning is being used to justify it. This framework equips readers to assess proposals not only by outcomes, but by whether the chosen governmental actor has legitimate constitutional authority. Fourthly, rights and liberties, the role of amendments, and the Bill of Rights. A significant portion of the book's usefulness lies in how it frames individual rights within the constitutional system, particularly through the Bill of Rights and later amendments. This topic emphasizes that liberty is not treated as a vague ideal, but as a set of protections that limit government action. The amendments help clarify what government must not do, such as suppress speech, disarm the populace without justification, or deny due process. The broader lesson is that rights are most secure when they are paired with procedures and institutions that enforce them. The book's approach encourages readers to see rights as interconnected freedoms of expression, and religion supports civic participation, due process protects fairness, and protections against unreasonable searches guard personal security. It also underscores the Constitution's capacity for change through amendments, portraying constitutional development as deliberate rather than impulsive. That perspective helps readers engage contemporary conflicts about rights with more discipline, asking what a right protects, what governmental interest is claimed, and what constitutional mechanisms exist for resolving tension. By grounding these discussions in the structure of the document, the book supports clearer thinking about both freedoms and responsibilities. Lastly, citizenship and civic literacy. Reading the founding documents for today, the final major topic is the idea that reading the Constitution and the Declaration is a practical act of citizenship. The book positions civic literacy as a tool for navigating modern political messaging, where slogans can replace substance and where constitutional terms are often used loosely. This topic stresses that informed citizens are better equipped to evaluate claims about what is legal, what is constitutional, and what is merely preferred policy. Understanding how a bill becomes law, what powers are enumerated, and what rights are protected can change how a reader approaches voting, civic participation, and community discussions. The book encourages readers to treat the documents as reference points for accountability, using them to test whether leaders are acting within their authority and whether proposed solutions respect the limits that protect freedom. It also implies that civic competence is not reserved for lawyers or scholars. Ordinary readers can build a working knowledge by approaching the documents systematically and returning to the text when controversies arise. By framing the founding documents as accessible and relevant, the book aims to make civic engagement less reactive and more grounded in enduring principles. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a clear, approachable way to engage the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution without feeling buried under academic commentary. Students, homeschool families, new voters, community discussion groups, and adults who want to refresh their civics knowledge can all benefit, especially if they prefer learning directly from primary sources with supportive context. Its value to a reader's life comes from strengthening civic confidence when you understand the design of limited government, the purpose of rights protections, and the logic behind federalism. You can interpret news, political arguments, and policy proposals with more precision. And that clarity also supports better conversations because it shifts debate from personalities to principles and processes. Compared with similar books that either present only the raw text or offer dense legal analysis, this volume aims for a middle path that keeps the founding documents central while focusing on understandable structure and practical meaning. For buyers who want a single resource that reinforces constitutional literacy and encourages informed citizenship, it is a worthwhile purchase and a useful reference to revisit during elections, civic disputes, or personal study. If you would like to support Paul B. Skousen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.